Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Did you know that the Home Loan Expert is a direct-endorsed mortgage bank? It's all in-house. Lower rates and faster turn times. Just a few reasons how we're knocking out the competition. If your current rate is not in the twos, apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Welcome to the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Vaughn, and Charlie Marlowe. Live from Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. Broadcasting through the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. On CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. We are live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, and Doug, today they are on the road at Hot Shots in O'Fallon, and already there is a great Patriot holding up a sign that says six.
It should say three. It should say
three. Yes, it says three.
You're great. You're a great American.
Boy, did you play into that.
It's like it was scripted. What a wonderful turnout it is. How great is it to be in O'Fallon, Illinois?
Okay. We love O'Fallon.
Yes, it's a nice place, Tim.
And this place is packed. There was not one parking spot.
Right.
And to all the people that are kind enough to come out and I guess see us, I just want to tell you, it's a crappy show, and it's going to be a crappy show tonight.
It will be indeed.
That's who we are, frankly.
Doug, not only do we have me, you, and the cat, but look at this. For the first time ever under one roof, it's me, you, and the cat, and the great Charlie Marlowe is here.
Wow. I saw him sitting over there. Hello, Chuck.
Golf clap. They're golf clapping for me. How about this gift, though, that Doug Vaughn got?
Doug got that for you as a gift, or somebody gave it
here,
to
hold
Doug?
That by Doug. Hold
a listener gave Doug Vaughn 4 pounds of tuna.
Tuna.
Wow.
Four pounds.
Yeah, Biff gave me that.
Yeah. Hold that by Doug. It's Doug's smile.
I hardly ever eat
tuna.
That's
a nice shot.
I hardly ever eat it.
Look over here.
I have a sandwich every now and then. But this will last like a year and a half. And I got a hat.
You got a hat. Sonnenberg. Now, what does the hat say?
Sonnenberg Asphalt.
Are the boys from Sonnenberg Asphalt? There they are. Yes. They've been getting more free advertising than anybody.
I know.
And I want to let our listeners know that you can text in, and I will be reading the text inbox. It's right here. So 314-880-0808. We will read them throughout here as we broadcast from Hot Shots in O'Fallon. Also here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, if you could, the Plow Philly is here. Look at the Plow Philly.
There he is, right there.
And filling in this week for the Sea Monster, who's been vacationing in the Hamptons. He's one of our favorites. He brought you Johnny Weir, and 40 minutes later, he brought you Billy Bob Thornton. Ladies and gentlemen, Iggy has made a glorious return. Oh, they love Iggy. On the ones and twos this evening, Andy Hanselman, the voice of CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Hi, Andy.
Hello, Andy.
And right here, sitting next to us, he is ponied up. He's the greatest patriot of them all. Ladies and gentlemen, Lawrence T. Nickel.
On your feet, everyone. Standing
ovation. What's up, everybody?
Standing ovation.
Oh, my God, it's unbelievable.
Unscripted. Everybody,
oh
please.
Oh, my God, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it.
Lock D.
Larry, if you could, Plowhawk is the microphone hot right here. We have a wireless mic, the Plowhawk has. And Larry, if you could step to the microphone real quick. And of course, or Andy, if you have a microphone, but Larry, whatever is easiest for you. You look so wonderful, and you truly have lost weight.
Well, thank you, Tim.
And how much weight have you lost?
Like I told Doug before the show, between 40 and 50 pounds.
Between 40 and 50 pounds.
Nice,
God bless you, sir.
Just by walking and eating better.
I've been walking. I've been eating right.
What are you drinking? It looks like booze right there.
I just had a tall glass of Monster and vodka.
Yeah, dietary.
That's right. It's high in protein, Doug. Low in carbs.
Monster and vodka.
Yes.
It's like a pre-workout shake.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's like creatine. Well, Larry, you look lovely. It's great to have you here. And I understand we have some wrestling trivia with you this evening. The listeners are going to get to play wrestling trivia against you, and I've seen you in action, and you were phenomenal at wrestling trivia. I rarely see you get a question wrong.
Yeah, if you guys want to check it out, go to YouTube and look up Larry Nickel Wrestling Trivia, and there's a video out there that I was on.
Oh, no.
Okay, knock it
off.
You have to oversell it.
Wrestling trivia.
Yeah, let's not do that. Don't worry about the YouTube thing. Let's just enjoy this show.
Why not? I got to promote myself somehow.
That's right.
You just got a standing ovation from the wonderful folks here in O'Fallon.
Cheap pop, cheap pop, cheap pop. He's working the crowd. He's our Flavor Flav. We also are going to have our top five with Larry, and the listeners get to line up at the microphone to give Larry their top five on whatever category they want, and then Larry will judge their top fives and pick a winner. So this top five country thing that seems to me to become more of a top five Jewish actors recently.
Mm-hmm. Or in my case, cities and or planets.
Cities and or planets. And Doug, do you have a problem with that at all? Or are you?
I would like to see him at least be able to list five countries.
Why is this a Debbie Downer?
I can do five countries, but I'd like to throw in a city or two, maybe a planet.
It's unorthodox. It's unorthodox, Larry.
And also, in addition to that, we have a movie savant segment. You may have heard it on the writer's block with the Plow Astro. He's wonderful at it. That's coming up. Plus, we'll do the exit poll, our Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week, and the email of the day. And we will start off with a press conference. Now, I don't know how many of you made the trip to Manchester, Missouri a few weeks ago, but Doug, you really enjoyed this segment.
Not so much, really.
Because the listeners, the Plowhawk, would walk around the crowd, and the listeners would be able to ask us questions like a press conference, like you and Tony La Russa, the cat, and you guys hit it off so well.
He's a wonderful Hall of Fame man.
That's exactly right. And so the listeners can ask Charlie, Doug, the cat, myself, Larry. I see Doug Buck Swope is here this evening.
Yeah,
Buck Swope.
I know. He had his hands on me earlier.
Really?
A little uncomfortable.
He came over to me and he said, "I got to rub Doug Vaughn's shoulder."
Wow.
I didn't know who it was at first.
And how did it feel?
It felt kind of girly.
So you didn't like that?
Well, I was at lower and
soft
I looked
hands.
Back and it was
soft
him.
Soft hands.
It was the
supple hands.
Shutter spoon.
Are we allowed to swear?
No.
Yeah, you can. Because okay. Brian Hoffman, normally the producer of the Hollywood Casino Press Box and the Joe Roderick Experience, he is going to go back, Doug, and he's going to upload this, and you will hear it live to tape from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m.
But you're a clean-cut guy. You don't want to go cussing, Charlie.
Correct.
You're on television. You
but
host
you never
the,
know.
The high school roundup.
If we have a hot sports take and I get real passionate about it, I can't control myself. But we're not supposed to pretend like it's the morning, right? So for tomorrow?
No, it's already out of the box at this point. So it's a free-for-all. So we welcome all the questions from the listeners, and we will have all of this coming up because when we do TMA Live, it's about listener interaction. And also, what a special treat, and I'm curious what the crowd's reaction to this. At approximately 7 p.m., Doug, Timberfake will be here this evening.
Really, really?
How do you feel about that?
Mixed reaction. And how about Beavis? Is Beavis going
to
be here?
I don't know if Beavis. Larry, you know if Beavis will be a step to the microphone or if you have a microphone?
He's
yes, you do.
One.
All right.
Say Beavis?
Yeah,
what?
Beavis. That's what he calls.
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead.
That's
get
right.
Straight.
Yeah, that's what he calls Tony Lee's boyfriend. Who lays cable, I guess.
Okay.
But he says he looks like Beavis, but then it doesn't necessarily reflect well in Timberfake if he was left for a gentleman who lays cable who looks like Beavis.
Understandable.
But supposedly he might be here tonight, and oh, God, the cat, the sparks would fly.
I just had a fine gentleman when I walked in said he thought today's show was terrible because Timberfake was on it. As you know, I'm a fan.
2.0.
I'm an advocate of Timberfake 2.0. I said, give the kid a chance.
And he will be here this evening. I'm anxious to see. He texted me a little bit a while ago asking if he would be safe. So he is worried that he might be attacked. But sometimes I feel like he kind of brings that on himself.
Is there a chance, though, that he brings back Mr. Merriweather as his security / umbrella holder?
I would think that's possible. And some people thought that might be somewhat racially insensitive.
I can see why.
Somewhat racially insensitive. So I don't know if Mr. Merriweather will be here. But we have something that I really want to do right out of the gate here on the program. Because over the last couple of months, there's been a lot of discussion about us going to the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. And a lot of people, Doug, have been asking, what's the lineup?
What is it?
Well, I'm going to do that. But yep. But
please say you've fired Doug. I'm taking over.
You've been angling for that for a long time.
Long time.
So the cat and Doug were a little worried, Charlie, if they were going to make the cut.
They're right. Getting old. Well, they're both getting old.
And I'm going to let you know. Would you like to know what the lineup is on the new radio station?
Sure. Yeah.
Not that loud enough.
Easy, Larry.
Larry, why, is this one of your heel turns? This is sometimes Larry gets in front of a crowd and it just goes off
Larry,
the rails.
Larry, I say this with all due respect, but why don't you sit a couple of plays out because Tim has a big announcement.
I think you're doing wonderfully. Just the heel turn that you had at Ballpark Village last year.
No, no heel turn.
There was not a heel, but you kind of scolded the crowd at Ballpark Village just out of nowhere. You just started.
I know, but not tonight.
It was Jim Morrison in the Doors. He just started screaming at them. So tonight, you're fired up, and if you want to be the hype man, you can stand up and do that whole thing.
That's how I was doing.
All right, it was wonderful. All right, so we got the lineup for the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Doug, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Now, it doesn't sound like you're all that enthused
about
the whole damn
thing. It's a lineup. Okay, I'd love to hear it, Tim.
All right, here we go. From 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., Dan Buffa and Matt Weitner, who have been doing the show the last few weeks, they will lead into the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Woo! Elvin Vaughn, Charlie Marlowe, and myself. Mm-hmm. We did make the cut. We did make the cut. Charlie, Larry, I'm sorry.
Larry, you could get a little more, you know.
Charlie, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Doug's
it's okay.
Still, Doug's
These guys,
still has a gig.
They're not spring chickens, so a couple years from now, I'll be in there.
Years? We'll take that.
We both have high cholesterol.
Doug, you have high cholesterol?
No, I took care of that.
From 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., the Hollywood Casino with Hollywood Casino Press Box with Frank Cusimano, of course, will follow our program.
Mm-hmm.
From 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., Larry, do you want to take a guess? Because this is confidential stuff. Nobody's seen this. Do you want to take a guess as to what the 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. show is?
Paul Reiser.
That was on Tuesday mornings, Cap.
What?
But anyway, I want to take a wild stab and say, I don't know, the writer's block.
That is a nice guess. That's
wow.
A wonderful guess. It's like you're hacking into my email. The writer's block with Derek Gould, Benjamin Hockman, and Ben Fredericks.
That's a new show, right? That has
no. It's been on.
What?
It's been on, and they get a little upset when you act like it doesn't exist, which creates this warfare.
It's been on a year or so.
So we were pretty straightforward with the fact that was going to be the lineup from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Dan and Matt are new, and they're doing a hell of a job. I'm very excited about those guys. They do a good job. So then the question was, what's going to be on in the afternoons from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Joe Roderick will be on with Howard Balzer and Brian Stull.
Murderer's Row.
Oh, my word.
Joe Roderick, Howard Balzer, and Brian Stull from 2 to 4. And then most people were really curious about what was going to be on from 4 to 7 p.m. And I couldn't be more excited to announce that our 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. program, gentlemen, if you would, please come forward. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Travis Terrell and Chris Denman. And they come up and they pay their respects to Larry Nickel. It's like kissing the ring of Don Corleone.
Yes. Doug, it's you.
Hey, yeah. Very dramatic entrance. Very dramatic how you did that.
Congratulations.
Gentlemen, Larry, would you be happy to share the microphone? Plow Astro has a microphone over there. These guys weren't even on the air 14 months ago, and in a short period of time, they've already done more with their careers than all of us combined. They've been called to Los Angeles to work with Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla came to St. Louis to work with them at the pageant, and they've been with Jay Moore a number of times, and all kinds of mainstream comedians have been on their show. Gentlemen, I couldn't be more happy for you because you have worked your asses off to get this, and I'm thrilled that you're going to be our afternoon drive show.
Hey, appreciate it, and thanks to the writer's block as well.
Whoa, what's that?
I want to throw that out there.
Can I ask the first question?
Oh, yeah, it's a press conference for Chris and Travis.
What's this writer's block?
It's a new show, apparently.
Keep up, Charlie. Come on.
This is for the guys from We Are Live.
Yes, sir.
Many in the media pundits, have said that you are the future of St. Louis radio, while the Ryan Kelly Morning After show is the past. How do you react? How do you respond to that?
Agree wholeheartedly.
Oh, my God.
Son of a...
Yeah.
Doug.
You know, well, he's already taking shots, Tim.
Gentlemen...
Great question, Kat. Thank you.
It wasn't that good.
From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., you have been on from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and now you get to move up into afternoon drive. What do you think about putting in the primetime spot?
Travis.
Well, we wanted to create the blackest radio show we can possibly put together.
Yep.
And just excited to see the more influx of nude men
just looking
coming
at the audience right now, just
we know how black our show really can be.
Look at the demographics. Look at the demographics.
Diversity.
So here we are.
Diversity.
At the urban center of Illinois in O'Fallon
right.
at the Hot Shot.
And that's all we want to bring to the show. That's about it.
Diversity. Cross-section of America right here.
That's
right.
what it
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. But for those who haven't had a chance to listen to the program, you guys have had some big-time guests on. It's been phenomenal.
Well, Tim, as you mentioned before, we did a show at the pageant. We sold it out.
Sold it out.
With Adam Carolla.
Oh.
You may be familiar.
Special guest.
As our special guest. We've had Jake the Snake Roberts. We had...
Colin Jost yesterday from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, interviewed Colin Jost yesterday from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Wheeler Walker Jr., he's a country music legend.
Right. He played some of his music for me. He's wonderful.
Yeah. And we had one Tim McKernan. Make wow. a special
Tim McKernan, everybody.
Oh, my God. Wow. There he's the best, isn't he?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
What, him?
He's the best.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, it is. It's exciting. We're excited to bring more comedians, more guy talk. I think the area needs more guy talk.
Doug, there was a 590 The Man. Do you remember that? It kind of was a supernova.
I enjoyed the 1380 The Woman.
That was more your stage.
Yeah, it was a better
Guys have been overlooked for too long in this radio market.
Oh, my
it's We're here to change that.
It's about time guys got some programming for
Damn
guys.
Right, Chuck. Thank you, Charlie. Damn right.
Good for you, Charlie.
Can I ask a question of Tim?
Please.
This is a question.
The Jewish gentleman in the front.
Tim McKernan. Demographics. Let's hear it. Yes, Black Yeshiva come on, in the house. Black Yeshiva.
Doug, what do you think we have more here? African Americans or Jews? What do you think?
I think probably African Americans. I see one.
I don't know. I don't know, but I think we're going to get beat up after the show. Both of us. So, Tim, you
have
so much talent at the station, and you're putting together a lineup.
Right, right.
An afternoon drive is a coveted slot, as we like to say. And you had other shows. I'm not going to mention Writer's Block. And you went with We Are Live. What went into that decision to leave the others by the curb?
Well, the Writer's Block is an outstanding show, and I certainly don't want to be at war with the Writer's Block. I'm enjoying the fact that Charlie and Doug are currently engaged in heavy petting. I don't know.
I knew this was a bad
idea. I just looked over.
I just looked over,
and Charlie was groping Doug. But these guys have a show that has become the third most listened to, and they're on at 7 at night on the radio station, on the streaming numbers. And they fill in, and we get a great response. And so I want to see us build up new shows at the station as opposed to just have the same people who've kind of been bouncing around and give new people an opportunity. And these guys have seized their opportunity. And they've earned it. I mean, you guys have earned
Appreciate it.
Appreciate
it, man.
And let's be honest, Pat. Let's be honest. The Riverfront Times is a better sports section. No one reads the Post anymore.
Yeah,
the
Writer's Block. Oh, my God. These guys are going after the Writer's Block, Doug.
It only makes sense, all right?
RFT.
Oh,
RFT.
My God. What's going on?
RFT. RFT.
Larry, there's a whole thing going on here. Do you have your mic, or are you just... There it is. All right, I didn't know what
Larry Nickel, everybody.
Yeah, I'm always in the house.
All right, Larry, thank you so much.
I just, by the way, full disclosure, I just asked that to tick off Ben Fred.
I know, and it does get him sideways. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks so
much.
We'll
debut
excited.
On September 1st. We are thrilled to have you. Ladies and gentlemen, Travis Terrell and Chris Tedman.
Thanks a bunch, guys.
From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., T.J. Weber, the Wunderkind, Doug. He is making his glorious return.
I thought he was in Quincy.
Yeah, he didn't really like the local TV thing much.
He was been gone, what, 2 weeks?
2 months.
He gave it 2 full months, and he gave up on the
He's business. Back? He's coming
back. So wait
back.
A second. What happened? Is there a good story behind this?
I mean, if there is, it wouldn't be my place to say. He just wanted to get back into sports talk, and so T.J. Weber will be joining us at 7 p.m. along with Matt Berger and Fred Slow, who currently are on KFNS. And I think that Matt Berger and Fred have a good chemistry. Matt's super talented, I think. And TJ, as you know, he's just turned 22.
Yeah, except that when the lady from where was the station? Somewhere in the middle of nowhere? I spent
Quincy, Illinois. I
spent 10 minutes on the phone with his news director.
Oh, you did too? I know that. So did I.
Me too.
And oh, you did too?
He wasted our time and then came back.
It's one of the shortest TV careers ever.
Charlie wouldn't do that. That's why I'm a Charlie Lemon.
I'm 12 years in.
He just quit.
Well, he's going to be quitting.
I'll be darned.
I believe he took care of that today. Yeah. That's how the conversation. And so he will be joining on September 1st. And rounding out the lineup from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., the great Charlie Tuna Edwards. You're a big tuna guy, are you not the cat?
I like tuna. He's a good man.
So he will be on from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. So there it is, the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com lineup. So we'll take questions on that. And, Larry, it seems like you want to be a – do you have a microphone? Yes, you do. Okay. Go ahead if you could, please.
I have a question because didn't T.J. Weber originally had the 7 and 10 with
with his nighttime show Overtime?
Yes, he did.
All right, next question. All right, so does anyone have any questions for Tim, for Charlie, for Doug?
Or for the cat, or for Iggy, or for the Plow Astro, or for the wonderful Larry Nickel. I had sex and now dad is dead, Larry. It says it right there. And Doug, isn't it great that people are bringing their signs like it's
not
a
that good.
WWE event?
Well, it's not
Plow
really
Astro,
that good.
Are you out? Okay, go around and work the crowd. You seem a little gassed already.
Get out there and earn your paycheck, boy.
Now, what's happening here, people don't want to raise their hands because, let's face it, there's a lot of talent here. Maybe they're shy.
Right, right, right.
They're not this close to greatness usually. But go ahead. We're people, too.
All right. Does anybody want to talk?
Plowsy, are you high right now?
Yes.
Nice.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I am. Doug, I think he's
well
a real
done.
Mess.
Well done.
Why do you do that to yourself, Plowsy?
Why not? Why judge? Why judge, Doug?
I'm going to hand it to the guy with the odds.
I think he's out of...
Hey, guys. Okay, big fan here.
God bless you, sir. You're a gentleman.
This is more for Charlie and Tim.
Interesting.
Who do you think gets fired or retires first? The cat or Doug?
Good question.
From their main job. From their main job.
Oh, from their main job.
Yeah.
Huh.
The one they get, like, health insurance from and stuff like that, I'm assuming.
I don't know, but I know, Doug, you're a little older than the cat, correct? Just a little older?
He looks younger, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no doubt.
What is that? No, I don't know what you mean, sir. What would you like to...
He's just good looking.
I mean, the younger, the cuter. I mean...
Thank you,
all right,
sir.
Say cuter, but let's not say he looks young. He looks cute.
All right, I'll let it slide.
I'm going to base my answer on the fact that even though he loves his job, Doug complains a little more about everything, but also about the TV job. So I think Doug would prefer to transition out quicker than Kat. That's my answer.
I think he would transition to home care at some point, like within the next 7 to 10
or
months.
Or a transition like Caitlyn Jenner.
Ooh, that's tough.
That's a little drastic, Sean.
Good question. That's a good question.
I wouldn't be attracted to him anymore if he transitions like Caitlyn Jenner, but
so you just prefer dudes?
Correct.
That's hot, man. I like that.
It's not hot.
It's just hot.
It's not hot.
I think Doug will most likely retire, but not probably, Doug. I hope for about 15, 20 years. What?
I still have a kid in college.
The wonderful Greg Vaughn.
Yes, and he just started his junior year, and now he's saying he wants to go to law school. So that could be 5 more years.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that. Look at that. Well, you don't seem happy for him. Isn't
that a great
thing?
No, I'm not happy for him. I want him out.
I want to see Doug at about
hello
at about 85
hello?
Giving hot take, what's senile that? Sports takes.
Doug.
What the hell?
Timmy the Tickler here.
Oh, my God. They love Timmy the Tickler.
Unbelievable.
In Illinois.
This is
where they love Timmy the Tickler.
This is unbelievable.
If AM radio shows and porn are your thing, then I'm your guy.
Timmy the Tickler.
Are you 8 feet tall, or are you standing on something?
I'm standing on a chair, you idiot.
Oh, knock it off.
Doug.
He's so mean.
Doug, my wife's here. I want you to explain to her why you won't have an MMF with us.
Wow, that's a great question.
Explain yourself.
You own a mirror, right? Look at
Rachel, stand up.
Look at you.
You owe us an explanation.
I owe you none of the sort.
Come on.
I've never seen you in my life. I can hardly see you now.
You want me to come closer?
No. Yes.
Let me see that stink wrinkle, Doug.
Oh, my word.
All right, put him down. Put him down. Timmy the Tickler has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name, even as we speak, is going into the handsome, leather-bound Llewellyn's Pub suspension log eel, and I don't expect that felt very good.
And Tim...
Yes, Chuckles.
Iggy over here doesn't have a mic, but he, because he's a great producer, he passed me a note. It's not MMF, it's BBG.
We were corrected by Jill Cassidy. How great was that interview yesterday? Or Wednesday, for those listening.
I feel terrible I wasn't there for it.
You guys like Jill Cassidy? Wow, how about that? Doug, isn't that great?
It was the worst interview that's ever been on the radio.
I actually disagree.
I was
very worried about that interview, and I thought... It was very entertaining. Like, I was entertained doing it, and that normally doesn't happen. I thought it was... Did you guys love it? I thought it was interesting.
Oh, yeah. It was fascinating stuff.
It was fun.
They
was
said
okay.
that you were kind of putting a qualifier on everything. That's
like
what one of the texters said.
Like what?
Well, I'm just trying to, you know, be real here, and you put a qualifier on. That's what one of the texters said.
But, Charlie, it's standard email fare. You know what the program is.
Yeah.
I thought you shine, and I thought you shine brightly.
Thanks. And shine bright like a diamond.
That's right. And Iggy, you've been trying to get McKenna Cade and Kendra Sunderland on, but That McKenna Cade, I'm not sure she's going to stick in the industry. And Kendra's kind of a big deal. As you know, thank you, Larry. Larry's moving the mic. As you know, Kendra Sunderland earlier today was named the first ever Vixen Girl. Congratulations. Congratulations to Kendra Sunderland.
I'm not
so happy
for that. I'm not clapping. You just made that title up.
No, it just
you
happened.
Just absolutely made that
I'm
up.
I'm pulling it up right now.
The first ever Vixen Girl.
That's right. Kendra Sunderland. What you know about it.
I don't know about her.
Plowhawk,
hey.
Do you have
any?
What in the hell? Doug, what is that? It's like a ghost.
Hey.
Who is that?
Someone oh, hi.
That? Oh.
Is that it's Tony Doe. Oh, everybody yes, loves sir. Tony Doe.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Yeah, we see you waving. All right, get to it.
I have a two-part question. How tall is the tallest man that you would sleep with, and how short is the shortest man you would sleep with?
Tony, is this for anybody in particular?
I'm going to say Charlie, Doug, Iggy, the cat, Tim, Larry, Plowboy, Travis,
what are we doing
Chris.
Here?
All right, that's enough.
Was he ranking us?
No, he wanted everybody to answer the question. Just
no,
in
I think
case.
It's a great question.
It's a hideous question.
Doug, why don't you go first?
I'm not going first.
I'll go first.
Thank you, Larry. That's great. That'll be wonderful. Larry wants to answer the tallest and shortest gentleman you need to sleep with.
I'll go first by saying, I breed the fifth.
Wonderful answer.
Wow.
Well done.
Powerful
wow.
answer.
Wow.
Well done.
You know, he has old-school comedy chops,
yes,
too.
Does.
You know, the way he did that? Very Gleason-esque.
God, I like that, Larry.
Mm-hmm. But by pleading
no
the fifth,
it, thank
it was almost like there's a possibility you would do it. You just don't want to incriminate yourself.
Yeah, that's a good point, Doug. That's a nice follow-up.
Yeah.
Larry?
That's okay.
A microphone? Why don't you just keep the thing?
Say what?
Okay, go ahead.
What was the follow-up question?
Well,
if you're pleading the fifth, it seems like you might have something to hide. You know what I mean?
What are you hiding?
No, I'm pleading the fifth because I don't want to answer that question. On the ground of self-incrimination.
Well, don't you think the right answer is a 7-foot gentleman as far as the tallest would go? Because once you get to 7'1", it might be too tough to bottom.
The reason I'm playing the fifth, because I got somebody behind me, he might backslap me.
Now, why are you saying that? Because Travis is black?
No. He knows why.
Well, I don't know why, Doug. I don't know why this is an issue.
I don't either. I don't
what
know
do you mean by you people?
I don't think he said that.
He did. I just made that up.
Yeah, because I don't want to judge anybody by race, gender.
Seemed like you might a little bit.
First
seemed
of all, like whenever anybody says, I don't want to judge anybody,
right.
They immediately judge somebody. So go ahead.
No, I'm not judging anybody by race, color, gender,
creed.
Sexual orientation.
Religion.
Religion.
Nice.
That's why I said I'm playing the fifth, because I don't want
to... But the question was what size man you'd sleep with. It really had nothing to do with religion or any of that.
I know, but I'm going on the ground of sexual orientation.
All right, well, I'm going to say 7 foot, and there's no man too small to sleep with me.
If you want to change it to a 7-foot woman, they all go a different way.
Very nice. Wonderful. You turn the tables. Once again, old school comedy.
He's got his comedy chops.
He does. Doug, you wanted to answer?
I don't want to answer the question.
Answer the dog.
I'm nice straight on the golf course.
Now that Larry has a microphone. Now there's a fifth person working the show. Plow Philly, who's up next?
I don't really know.
There's a bunch of people raising their hands.
This gentleman over here. Let me get to him real quick.
Boy, you are fried. Absolutely fried.
Now do you know I'm where you're at?
Have to weave in and out of here real quick. Who was it? Oh, there you go, man.
Thanks, guys.
Sign guy.
Sign guy.
What's
here.
Your name?
Sign guy.
Sign guy.
Hello, sign guy.
Sign guy.
Welcome.
Wonderful.
Good signs.
Thank
Six.
You. Thank you. My question is, if you're from South County and get divorced, are you still brother and sister?
Oh,
great Doug. Question.
Doug, that's material.
That's a great question.
Now, as a South County resident, how do you feel about the whole thing?
Let me ask you, do we have no bells to ring?
Anna
Did
Marie
nobody ring
bell.
A bell? Thank you. That was a great question. Sorry, go ahead, Doug.
It's not a good question.
Go ahead, Doug.
It just isn't. I know a good question when I hear one, and that wasn't a good
What's a good question?
You're always brothers and sisters. That never goes
Even
away.
Even if you divorce?
Just because you're divorced, yes. You are still brother and sister.
Plow Astro, what do you have?
Anybody else?
Well, a bunch of people had their hands up, like right there.
Oh, yeah, this guy right here, right next to me.
Oh, my God.
How many of you had
Nobody had his hand up.
By show of face,
By show of faith.
Explain your favorite emoji. I know this won't transfer very well to radio tomorrow morning.
No.
But show on your face what your favorite emoji is.
Oh, it's easy. I love the one where the guy's kind of pondering. I enjoy that. Anytime, like, Kevin Demoff will tweet something out, I then have to retweet it with the, you know, he's kind of pondering look.
I have, I don't know what it is, but it's like a little girl waving with a big smile on her face. I use that as a reply when right. someone's angry at me.
Doug, you like the purple-headed vegetable.
I
and
don't.
Charlie...
I like the crying guy, because you're laughing so hard you're crying.
I would just go with a confused face. I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know why I'm on this show. I just want a real job. Does anyone know of any openings?
Larry, you have some.
Yeah, I want to answer that question, too.
Oh, I thought you wanted to help Doug out.
Well, my
Larry, friend, why are you squinting indoors?
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like Dick Vermeil on the sidelines. Right. What is the question?
I want to answer that question here if that's about favorite emoji.
Favorite emoji, go ahead.
It has something to do with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Wow.
Why?
Provocative. Exactly.
Wow. Oh, Doug.
So what is it? What is it?
The bird.
Oh.
Wow.
Is it the double bird?
No, I'm talking about a certain finger.
I know. Is it one or two?
Two.
Okay.
And I'm not doing it in case of getting filmed and going to YouTube.
That's right. This show is for the kids.
By the way,
yes.
Fox 2 is here filming Jeff Bernthal.
They're not filming anything.
Yes, they are. They're putting it on film.
Since the 1970s.
And Wade Frankum is shooting, and he's doing a story on everybody here to watch the Bears game. And look at me right there.
Unbelievable.
There's me on TV.
Oh, my God. Charlie, that was unbelievable. The timing.
Oh, my God.
Serendipitous, Doug.
Oh, my
serendipitous.
Goodness.
Stop saying that.
Prep Zone 10-10 every Friday night.
Wait.
Oh, my God, there it was.
Can we get on again?
Yeah.
Charlie, 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 Charlie. Can I ask a follow-up of you, Charlie?
I'll allow one question. Go
okay.
ahead.
It's a two-parter, though.
Okay.
So you work at the 2 Fox, where the journalistic standards are quite high. I'm a 2 Fox fan.
Correct. I'm actually going there after this show.
I didn't ask you that and don't really
do
care.
To do the sports.
But so you have a camera here, and you're doing a story about all these folks that are going to become Bears fans, right?
No, no.
And they're here for this show, so you're probably going to use some of this video and somehow weave it into a story about St. Louis becoming Bear country. Am I correct?
No. First of all, Jay Boyd, who we all love, was interviewed at the beginning because there is a Bears fan club, just like there's a Chiefs fan club that's at a different bar. I won't mention it because we're at the Great Bar Hot Shots. Mm. But there are the fan clubs for some different franchises locally, and people get together to
Are
watch
they
going
to be using any of the video from this particular night in your story to make it look like the folks here that are kind enough to like our show are suddenly Bears fans?
Probably yes. And we'll superimpose.
Awful. This is why we
we'll
don't
superimpose
trust the
Bears gear on all of them.
Why would they put you on the TV?
Wow, sounds like Doug's not.
That was a promo for the Prep Zone.
Yeah.
The best high school coverage in town. Way better than Channel 4, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, the ratings would tell a different story.
Wow.
You've been hiding behind those phony numbers for years.
Yeah, nice.
And the Channel 2 new motto is, we'll use video that wasn't from the same story because we're dishonest.
You son of a.
Wow, wow,
You
wow.
son of a. Nobody's clapping for you. You notice that?
Where is the Plow Philly? He's way in the back. Here he is. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
How about Lefty Jacksmere?
Lefty Jacksmere's here, Doug.
That's
our guy.
Lefty Jacksmere? Hi, Lefty.
Hi,
Doug. He's got a beautiful beard.
Doug, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, the cat.
Hi, Lefty.
Hi, Tim.
Lefty, God bless.
My question's for Charlie.
All right.
What's the best thing that's happened in the last month?
The best thing that's happened
in
the last month?
You have options.
Okay.
Anything else or shaking my hand before you walked in tonight?
Wow.
I was going to say that. Shaking Lefty's hand when I walked in. This guy, Lefty, I remember we were live somewhere in Illinois at like
appliance
a furniture
discounters.
Appliance discounters. Yep. And Lefty Jacksmere brought us Egg McMuffins. And I will forever be indebted to you for that.
Yeah, he did. Well,
thanks, Charlie.
Again,
hopefully they don't read my email later because you'll get pissed.
Doug, we're getting a few text messages, and I want to read those. You guys can text in from right here, right now, 314-880-0808. Timmy the Tickler starts things off. Doug, he says, I'm so hard. So he's kind of carrying.
He's already been suspended.
He's kind of carrying over a theme from back there in the billiards table in that region.
Guys,
Doug will not sleep with any man shorter than 4 feet tall. That's from the mayor of St. Charles. Is that true?
I thought you and Willie Shoemaker had a little something.
No, sir. Not at all. You got me confused with someone.
Sorry, Doug.
Guys, please send the waitress to the table at stage left. We need more cheers, and we need more beers. Larry, isn't that one of your lines?
Say it, Larry.
I need more cheers and more beer.
Wonderful.
Well done, Sean.
He's playing the hits.
I need to copyright that, though.
You ought to copyright that. Let's see. Doug, will you salute my flagpole? That's from Hey Man, He Man.
It's even creepier when they're coming from the
inside the room.
In the room. Yeah, who'd you say that was, Tim?
Hey Man, He Man.
Amen, He-Man has been suspended.
The boys from Sonnenberg Asphalt, you're texting from right over there. Hey, Doug, let's see, want to spend the night tonight?
I don't even get dinner and a movie, nothing. They're just coming straight out with the question.
Who's the one that sends the texts in?
Who?
Right there, Doug, there
Why?
He is. That
My guy
right there,
guy.
Sonnenberg Asphalt.
Why, sir? Well, doesn't it hurt the business?
Well, let's get the mic over there.
Let's hear it for Sonnenberg.
Sonnenberg Asphalt.
Best asphalt in town.
Nice, Charlie.
I use them every time I need asphalt.
You don't. You've never
I have
time.
Three or four times, right?
You haven't.
Yeah, three.
That guy wants to talk, Plowsy, right there.
Your dad owns the company, right?
You talking to me?
That's correct.
Of course.
Nepotism.
And does he know the kind of... people are applauding nepotism.
Go ahead, Sonnenberg Asphalt.
Your father is aware of the things that you're sending in and the vulgar language that you use in the name of his company that he worked so hard to build?
He's aware. He's not too happy. We sent him one clip, and he pretty much rolled his eyes and said, that's stupid. But he doesn't understand, Doug. I don't even know if he knows what you look like.
Well, that's a good thing. I wish you didn't know what I look like.
See, let's make that happy. This is Sonnenberg Asphalt, the finest asphalt in the St. Louis area proper.
Wow. Sonnenberg Asphalt, you have a question or you just want to talk it over with Doug?
Do you want to spend the night tonight,
Doug? Wow. Now, do you do cement work as well or just asphalt?
Asphalt, but whatever you need, baby.
Wow, that's hot.
I don't have any asphalt needs.
That guy's coming in hot.
I have no asphalt needs. And back off a little bit.
I'll tell you what, when the guys are texting in and you can see them, it changes the game.
Yeah, it's far creepier than when he just...
Boy, that Timmy the Tickler is really active in the text inbox right now.
May I ask also, what show is going on right now on 920? Because
I guess you guys are doing a best of? Best of We Are Live.
Because if there's a show going and they're getting all these texts
right.
to our show, it would be kind of confusing.
Lana Rhodes picture just sent in by Timmy the Tickler. Thank you for that. Yeah, Larry.
Joey asked what show's going on right now.
Okay.
What time is it, Tim?
Larry, I have it at 7:10 at night. Some people be listening to this live in the morning.
Well, best of We Are Live. Okay. Which you can hear Monday through Friday, 7 to 10, Tuesday through Friday, 7 to 8 on Monday nights on CBS Sports 920, 105.82, and IsIsdale.com.
He's vying for my job, and I don't like it.
He is very, very good.
He is very good.
Larry is close to getting his associate's degree from junior college.
Oh, my
God! Got one more class? One more class, did you say?
Yeah, I'll be graduating this fall from the great Lewis and Clark Community College in Garfield, Illinois, which, by the way, no offense to you guys, but I'll be on there tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Directly nice. Against our show.
Can we call in?
Yeah, you can call in, you can text in your request for your favorite song.
What channel is it?
That would be A9.9 College Radio's Best, WLCA.
Wow. Okay.
Unbelievable, Doug.
Larry.
Even Larry's on FM, kind of just rub it in our faces.
Larry, if I played a song, could you talk it up and hit the post?
Yeah, I can talk it up to the post.
Oh, I'd be interested to hear that. Can we do that?
Craig Kilborn used to do this on his show, and it was great.
You think Larry can hit the post?
I think he can.
Is this how you get your associate's degree, if you can hit the post?
Well, I'm getting 2 degrees. One of them is, of course, radio broadcasting.
Right.
Thanks to the guys on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Of course.
On CBS, Plus 920, 105.7, HD2.
You've reset enough. You've just reset plenty.
But anyway, thanks to these guys right here is the reason I'm in the radio program at Lewis and Clark Community College.
Wow, Doug, look what we did for him.
Right.
Look what we did for him.
Well, we're happy that you're making it through there, Larry. It's
right,
nice
well,
to
have,
get you
I have
here.
The Eagles Take It Easy queued up and ready to go,
yes,
Larry.
Let's all do
right.
It.
All
right, here we go.
Right before the lyrics start, baby. Right before
What's
the lyrics
post?
Start. Yeah, I know. That might be,
it might be a little problem.
Might be a couple right. more years at Lewis and Clark if you can't figure that out. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Nurse.
I'll sing play. It.
Nancy.
Here we go. This is the Eagles Take It Easy on CBS Sports 920, 105.7 HD2 at NCISDale.com.
Come on, Larry. You got some
the
more
post.
Time.
Hit the post.
I just hit the post.
No.
Now, is this the post here or is it right there?
No, the first lyric.
The first lyric.
All right, so you understand. Right when you hear the wonderful Glenn Frey start singing, that's the last moment you say a word. That's the post. Are we clear?
Yes.
God bless America.
So you
I know you can do
out.
That.
You have
All
to
right.
stretch out a bit. Stretch out and just ad lib.
Give the time and temperature.
Yeah.
Talk
a forecast. Talk about the wacky things you saw in the Kardashians last night.
Maybe
about the Bears game.
Wonderful.
Keep an eye on your elderly neighbors because it's hot out. Maybe yep. a little shout out there.
All right. Nixie in 3, 2, 1.
Okay. The score of the Bears game is 0-0 with the Patriots.
Good.
Now this is Glenn Frey with Take It Easy on CBS Sports 920, 105.7 HD2 at NCISDale.com.
No, we didn't
really.
We didn't really get that.
There's about 8 more seconds.
That's right. Really about 15.
It's wonderful, though. Now,
well,
Doug, I noticed
you
kind of
weaved
in a little play-by-play. Did you notice that?
He did. He got the Bears score. I thought you did a fine job there, Larry.
Look who's here.
Ryan Kelly's here.
Oh,
Ryan
my
Kelly's
goodness.
Title sponsor. Oh. Are you kidding me? You made it all the way from.
I'm going to come back here.
Look at this. The man who makes it possible, and the man, Doug, who has put up the free dotum and the Lemmings billboards
well, I'm not
all
happy about that.
Over St. Louis.
I'm not real happy
and he's
about
right
the
up in your Kool-Aid right now,
oh,
Jackie
I know.
Papers.
He's in the kitchen.
It's good to be here.
Unbelievable. Thank you for making it over, sir. I'll have a water. You can't drink while I'm on the air per the FCC. Is that right?
Yeah,
your
you
lovely wife,
wine?
Tracy's here. Hi, stomach? Tracy. My God.
And Ryan, yes, say hello to everybody, because this is like small talk, and we got a whole.
Yes, how about
Oh all right, Ryan, word. Say hello to everybody.
I know
He's
that.
Paying no attention.
Hello, everybody.
Ryan Kelly, everyone. He makes the show possible, please. Right.
You see the sign, Ryan? Ryan, you see the sign? I love the Home Loan Expert.
Look at that. There's a sign
want,
for
oh,
you.
Dude, that's fucking... Look at that.
Home Loan Expert.
I remember... I'll tell a story.
Go ahead.
I'll share about
story.
Your dad.
Doug, we're going to talk
I like
talk
his dad,
dad
a lot more. If you know his dad, his dad's first class, 100%. So I'm sitting in my driveway, it's between Christmas Eve or it's like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, and his dad's on the phone with me, and I'm sitting in my Jeep, and I'm like, I gotta go inside, my wife's inside, it's Christmas Eve, the kid's inside, and he's like, he sold me on the morning after right
That's
there
right.
while I sat in my car. He'd been calling me for weeks going, you gotta get on Timmy's show, you gotta get with Timmy's show, you gotta get with the morning after.
Now, Doug, it's you're like, rolling your eyes.
And well. I'm like, okay, I'll do it sometime. And then right. he pinned me down on Christmas Eve, and I told your dad yes, and we started January 1st of that year as the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
I do 6 years ago.
I do a lot of radio advertising. I think everybody knows that. not just in St. Louis, but now we've, you know, because of St. Louis and because this is where we're from and this is where it's built, but Chicago, Indianapolis, Nashville as well.
It's a growing empire.
And there's not another radio show that I'm more attached to than this show.
Wow.
I don't jump on them. I don't do anything else. These guys and Timmy in the last few years, I mean, I've loved the show for a while, but what they've done over the last few years is unbelievable. So I always tell his dad it's the best deal that I've ever done. And
how about that? God bless you, sir.
He knows that. That's
do
it,
we,
man.
Do
I'm
do
gonna
we
get a beer.
Do we get
hey, my wife's over there. She never comes out.
I know. I can't believe it. There's Tracy.
Can you imagine living with me? We're going on 9 years, and she remembers back when we got married, me knocking on doors, asking to do people's loans, like, hey, I got a baby on the way. You want to do a mortgage? And that's how that was 9 years ago. So think about what we've been through. And she puts up with me.
Self-made man, sir. I tip my cap.
That's baby number three in her belly right now.
Baby number three in there.
Congratulations.
There's some insight. All right.
This home loan expert is a fertile guy.
Trying to have a whole baseball team.
There you go.
I'm going to turn it over, and I'm going to grab you guys some cocktails.
God bless him. There he is, the home loan expert. Look at that. Thank you, sir. Larry, he's the guy. He's the one who makes it possible.
Yes, he is. If you want to go to Ryan Kelly, you can call 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeowerexpert.com. Ryan Kelly, Homo Expert LLC.
Very nice. My God, he didn't even have any copy. The man's just totally ad-libbing. It's phenomenal. Well, there's so much going on here, Doug. Timmy the Tickler and Richard Pritchard are sending in pictures
of Asian boys.
Yes.
Okay, now why would we want to see that? Why? Who's Richard Pritchard?
I don't know.
Why would we want to see such?
Look at that one. Oh my goodness. That's why I hate the text line. Seriously, that right there is why I hate the text line.
Sometimes I'll be doing the show, and all of a sudden, somebody will send an erect.
Now I can't even look. I can't even look past right here.
So now I have to block the text inbox, but it keeps us on our toes. Plowhawk, where'd the Plowhawk go? Where is he? Plowhawk, nurse, Nancy, JC.
Over here by the billiards table to your
Where's
right.
Where's Waldo?
Is there another question, or is it time?
Can I ask a question? May I ask a question?
Oh, yeah, Charlie.
I would like to know, because we know the listeners through their names, whether it be on the fan page. We got a picture here. Hold on. We know their names through the fan page or from the email or from the text. I want to know, if you're here and you have a name that we know of, stand up and tell us who you are. I want to put a face to a name
for some of the famous fans. I think a lot of people want to remain anonymous. But if
anybody,
they don't,
though?
Plowhawk worked the room. There's one. I know who that is right there. He was at the AVNs.
Mm-hmm. He gave me the tuna fish.
Where's the Plow Astro?
We need the mic.
There he goes. We have a stoned roving reporter.
You haven't said yes once.
I know. It'll
Good
come.
Work.
Don't worry about that.
The hills have thighs.
All right. The hills have thighs.
Big hills have thighs.
I mean, that's a great emailer.
He doesn't want to say anything. Just announced his presence. Thank you.
Sure.
Oh, hello. This is Biff. And I gave Doug his can of tuna if he would hold it up for everybody to
see,
please.
Yes, thank you, Biff.
Wow, there
Very
that
nice.
Is.
I don't eat much tuna, but it's nice to have 4.5 pounds of
hey,
it in
Doug,
one can.
Doug, I ordered you a side of toast. It's on the way. You'll have a side of toast for that soon.
Well, that'll be a treat. Thank
How
you
about
very
that?
Much.
A nice
well, tuna. You have a tuna sandwich once
salmon.
In a while.
Well,
you
once
can
in a
make
while
it.
I do, but I assume once you open that, you got to eat the whole thing right there. It won't stay forever,
Ideally.
Right? That's enough for 10
that,
people.
That's probably like 2 or 3 sandwiches.
I don't think so, but
Hey, Doug. Doug, I got a question.
Yes.
Can we share a shower tonight when the show is over?
I don't believe so, sir. No.
How about a bathtub?
May I ask a question to you?
I don't have to suspend you.
You're going to suspend Biff. He gave you
well,
two, baby.
I got a hot tub on my balcony. We can share the hot tub, Doug.
Wow, now that's a game changer.
How much is 4 pounds of tuna? How much does it cost?
It was like $87.
Yeah.
Charlie. What was it really, about $6?
It was at Costco. It was on sale. Like, nobody buys it, so. I picked it up. They're like,
it's a wonderful
like,
thought.
I think it was like 99 cents.
Your hot tub overlooks the ballpark, so
right.
that would
yeah.
be right
Ooh,
up Doug's fine. Alley.
Yeah, we could look at the ballpark and sit in there with Doug, but I'd have about 8 girls over Doug. You know?
Well, you didn't mention the girls before. It was just you.
Oh, no. No, 8 girls.
Wow, look at you, Biff.
Sounds like a good deal, Doug.
Yeah. You get eight girls to go to your condo overlooking Busch Stadium.
And he wants you, and he gave you a giant can of tuna.
Yeah.
So the worst thing is to not accept.
And toast is on its way.
Well, I'm pressed for time. Otherwise, I'd be happy to do it.
We're here all night. You might as well
I'm
go.
I'm trying to get suspended. What do I got to do to get suspended?
Suspend him.
Happy to suspend you. Biff, you've been suspended for your earlier remarks. Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
All right.
Biff, thank you. You've been suspended. God bless you. Larry, I see you're making your way around as well. That's good. Bye, G2G. Who should I pick in my draft?
What pick do you have? 8th pick, Doug. Who should he pick?
8th pick.
A signal caller or a big fullback?
Might be about Aaron Rodgers' time.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Pick.
Yeah, we have a question.
Hello,
it's
London.
It's the Sonnenberg asphalt again.
Well,
Doug.
I'm just in their party. I'm the SIUE toilet punisher.
Oh,
a lot of big names here tonight.
Not
a
much action, but every once in a while I get a good one in there. So the SIUE TP.
You don't go right there in school, do you? I mean, you do that at home.
I'm kind of new to the game, but I got my first victory last week, and I am the mayor of St. Chuck.
Wow, Doug, the mayor of St. Chuck. He's been very active in the text inbox tonight, the mayor of St. Chuck.
You're welcome for those picks.
Yeah, they're very hot. Thank you, Mayor. Plowhawk, I think we got one more. Okay, go ahead, sir, please.
Long-time listener, first-time logule, Addy. I am the Hey Man, He-Man.
Doug the Heyman.
The Heyman, He was suspended just a short while ago.
And now you get to see him and look him in the eye.
Yeah, I don't really
want to.
And he
looked terrified, too. He looked terrified, Doug.
Well.
Now, the next game that we have for our audience tonight is Movie Savant with the Plow Astro. The Plowboy describes 5 to 6 movies, and the listeners who would like to participate are welcome to come up and guess what movie he is referring to. We will have 3 listeners, if you would like, get to participate. Somebody's being pointed. There's one being right there. He's going to come on up. Come on up. We have Truman's Pizza, and that's what you win for winning Plowboy Movie Savant. Do we have? All right, we already have our participants. Here they are. Larry, will you handle the microphone here? And we have whiteboards for each one of you.
Wow, this is big time.
Yeah, I know it is. There's a blue marker. That's exciting. Take a whiteboard if you would. There's a black marker, a green marker. And you will pony up here. Plowboy, we'll get some chairs set up. Iggy, if you want to get some chairs set up right up front. And the Plowboy will describe the movies. And whoever gets it first gets the point. The winner gets the Trumans and Soulard. Plowboy, have you seen the list? You have not seen the list. So he's flying.
I actually made the list. But
oh, you made the list.
I kind of already forgot. And they're pretty easy. And we'll make it quick and painless.
You're just 3 sheets to the wind.
Right? All right. So it's a it's Movie Savant with the Plowhawk.
Hey, look, quick and painless, just like prom night, right?
Okay.
That was a sympathy bell. Boys, do you understand the protocol here?
They don't.
There's the Hills Have Thighs.
Yeah.
Your name is John and Zoo. John and Zoo. Doug, you have a problem with that name?
Well, what's it short for?
Larry, you got the mic for him?
Nothing?
That's just what everybody calls me.
Why?
Well, it's none of your business.
It's a long story. Well, I'll tell you after the show.
We got 3 hours. We got 3 hours. It's embarrassing. You don't want to tell it, right?
We can tell the story.
Okay.
All right.
You want to tell the story now?
Yeah, quickly. Yes.
Have you seen Tommy Boy?
Of course. Wonderful film.
Zelensky Auto Parts is trying to buy Callahan.
Yeah. Right.
My last name is very similar to Zelensky Auto Parts. So they call me Zoo because my high school football coach kept calling me Zelensky. So it's not Zelensky at all. So he just called me Zelensky, and then all the high school football players started calling me Z, and then it just went to Zoo. So that's what everybody calls me now.
Well, I'd
make up a more compelling story.
I told you it wasn't that good of a story, Doug.
Right.
I told you
I'll
tell you after this story.
It was a good story.
Okay. We could spruce it up a little with a couple of lies.
All right.
We're all about honesty. We're all about honesty.
Okay.
Unlike Channel 2.
Oh, yeah, that's
wow.
Right.
You
Charlie.
Son of a.
Well, you are here on the false premise that this is a Bears fan club crowd, and it's not. You'll be using...
Hey, we love the Bears, right? Yeah!
Boo.
No one. Plowhawk is a Plowhawk.
I'm going to watch that story, and if you use this VO, I'm complaining to who? Who do I complain to?
Martin Kilcoin.
Martin Kilcoin.
Channel 2.
All right. It's time for the Plowboy Movie Savant. Gentlemen, whoever gets it first, so hold those things up and lift it up. If you answer wrong, though, you're eliminated from that particular film. Whoever gets it first gets a point. The most points at the end of the total of the movies, 5, wins a Truman's gift certificate. Ladies and gentlemen, our first film, Plowhawk, take it away.
All right, it'll be a couple quick sentences here. This is a bimbo given everything from a rich family, early 2000s movie. Gets dumped by her boyfriend because she's too stupid. So she goes to law school to try to prove people wrong. There we go. Legally blonde.
That right there. John is on the board first.
Well done, John.
John is
well
on
done.
The board first.
It's exciting.
Plowboy, you're very, very good at this.
Not really. I just tried to make them easy so, you know, I wouldn't stump anybody.
Now, hold on a second. Now, is the Hills Have Thighs getting assistance?
Looks like.
Doug, it looks
exactly
like the Hills Have Thighs.
Doing, yeah.
That's the Hills Have Wives.
Oh, I guess that's legal.
That's acceptable. That's right. Acceptable.
Larry, what the hell are you doing?
You married him?
I'm going to keep score, Tim.
All right, Larry will keep score. John gets the first point. You're doing a wonderful job, sir. Plowhawk, if you would, our second film for Plowboy, Movie Savant.
Thank you, Tim. This is a weed-themed movie, so one of my favorites. Early 2000s again. Two, can I say African-American gentlemen?
Can Travis, you say that? Are you allowed to say that?
Travis?
Smoke a good strand of marijuana that makes them
smart. No, I'm sorry, Hills Have Thighs. You have been eliminated from this particular movie.
Wow.
How high is correct?
How
guy
high
dominated.
Is correct? John,
woo!
Wow.
Look at John.
Wow, wow, wow. This wow. John, Doug,
yeah,
he's something else.
Much. He doesn't need much. He can name that tune in about half a sentence.
How rude.
I like what now, he
what
did.
What the hell, Larry, what was that?
If you watch Full House, Joy Sweden, or it was Michelle Tanner. How rude!
Okay.
All right, so there's that.
How many does it take to win this?
Plowhawk,
how many questions
you
have?
Got? Let's see.
Wait, can we just take a pause have... and have Larry just do a couple more things? What was that?
You guys watch Full House on Nickelodeon?
No. Yes, I use that John Stamos every once in a while.
Okay.
Well, one of the daughters said, how rude!
Isn't that
nice.
Right?
Okay, Plowsy. What wonderful. A great show. You're all glad you came, aren't you?
Big round of applause for Larry.
All right, Plowhawk, we have seven of these. Now, if John gets to four, John's going to ship it. So this is big. Plowhawk number three, if you would.
Do we have to do all seven?
If he clinches, it'd be like match play, baby. Match
hey,
play.
Charlie, thanks for letting me down, dude. You busted my balls here.
I'm just like saying, let's pick up the pace.
Wow.
My bad, Chuck. All right, movie number three. This is based upon Tim. It's one of Tim's favorite movies, I do believe.
Lex the Impaler.
A poker player went broke from this Russian dude. Him and his friends started grinding games throughout the city to try to make a bankroll to go to Vegas.
It's up for Rounders. John has got Rounders. Doug, he is one. Right, the magic number is one for John.
Right. Boy, he's good.
This
he's
John good. Is a force.
He's part of the Asphalt Posse, right?
Yeah, Doug. This Sonnenberg Asphalt came here to take over tonight. It it's like the new, new world order. World order. You like that, Larry?
Yes, Tim.
All right. Wonderful. Plowhawk, go ahead.
All right. Movie number four. This one could be a hard one. I haven't seen it in a while, so. there's two brothers. They're about mid-40s. One's very athletic. The other one's nerdy. They're coaching... Pee-wee football, and one of them had.
Right there.
There we go.
He had little giants right there, right Doug. There. Zoo is on the board.
You couldn't read it, but sort of you. Could,
I right? could read it enough to give him the point. Boy, it's a rush. You got to be quick to beat John, Doug. You got to be quick.
I know.
Now, John is one away, but Zoo can make this a game, and now the Hills Have Thighs has to win out. This is so much. Doug, isn't this so?
It's okay. It's killing
Does
time.
Anybody say you look like an actor?
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Right?
Yes.
Doug's really irritated. With.
Why are you so irritated, Doug?
Well, it's kind of a hostile crowd a little bit.
You're getting paid to be here. You're getting free food. John Mayer. I can see that. Yeah.
Plowhawk, go ahead. Movie number five.
Yeah,
John can clinch.
Thanks for pointing that out, Charlie.
No problem.
Number five. This is one of my favorites. It's a romance movie. Early 2000s. Two lovebirds, one from a very poor family, the other one from a rich family. And they break up, and in part of the movie, he builds a house with white shutters. then he starts taking a trip on a
it's
boat.
Very specific. We got it right there. The Notebook.
The Notebook.
The Hills Have Thighs is on the board.
Wow. Yes.
Of that entire film, the thing that stood out to you was the white shutters.
Yeah, the house was really emotional because, you know, it was the house that they first made love in.
And so it was anal, was it not?
I think it was anal.
No,
yes.
Come on.
And you are having trouble keeping your eyes open. They are kind of like slits now.
And I need a water, kind of cotton mouthy. That's one of the symptoms. Oh, I'm fine for now, Chuck. I'm good.
Somebody just offered him a marker.
Anyways, movie six, Tim?
Movie six.
All right, movie number six. This is one of my personal favorites as a kid. This high school, maybe junior high team, not quite for sure, just a basketball team, was struggling throughout the season. I think they were 0-5 to start the season. And then some guy's dog happened to be able to play basketball really well. And
John was up first, and he has air Bud, and John has just shifted.
Yeah, he just won.
John has just shifted.
Oh, well done, John.
John has just shifted. John, congratulations. You have won this wonderful gift certificate to Truman's in Soulard. And Plowhawk, what are you doing? You're chasing him around.
I need contact information for a future date.
What, are you going on a date with the Plowhawk? Is that what this is?
Why would he need contact?
They're
going to
be
smoke, just got the envelope.
Smoke buddies.
Oh, you have a gift for me, Hills F Thighs? Doug, I'm taking gifts. Are you taking questions?
Well, not really, but what's the guy?
How about this?
Shirt.
What do we have here? Yeah, Larry, let him talk into the microphone because I can't hear a thing. Go ahead, Hills Have Thighs.
This is an old softball jersey of mine. Your favorite number is 6,
that
right?
That sure is, Hills Have
this
Thighs.
This is Feeney's Tavern in Damiensville, Illinois.
Wow.
And it's got the number 6.
Oh, Doug, isn't that
this
great?
Is limbing behavior. What do you think you're going to get out of this?
He you just gave, smell it, Doug?
What no. A moment. He just gave Tim an old T-shirt.
It's classic limbing behavior.
I love that. Hills Have Thighs is a great patriot.
Are you
going to
wear
wonderful.
That, you think?
Maybe I will. It's probably going to be a little big.
Yeah, no. Hills Have Thighs has been suspended for over-eliminating.
Hey, how about this Bears game?
A period of 2 days.
Well, go ahead. Bears fan.
Go ahead.
I think the Hills gave you a T-shirt. In high school, you'd be going out now. I thought he was betrothed to Doug.
Bears Have Thighs.
It's like wearing your varsity jacket.
That's right. I always got cut, though, so I didn't have one. Doug, the 7 o'clock hour is in the books.
Thank God. No, how many more?
How exciting is this? Timberfake is in the house.
Oh, well, that is big news.
Uh-oh.
Oh, lukewarm response.
I wonder if Beavis is here. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour. That closes out the 7 o'clock hour, magical hour. We want to make sure we thank Ryan Kelly, our title sponsor, who's here tonight, 314-781. What is that, like 9,700? 314?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, what is it?
314-781-9700. 314-781-9700. 314-781-9700.
TheHomeLoanExpert.com, our title sponsor, is here. We're very grateful for it. People have already been suspended in the Llewellyn suspension log. That's going to continue. Our Tease Farms captain's log, Timberfake here, plus a top five with Larry when the listeners line up to give Larry their top five on whatever category would you like, and Larry will pick the winner, and the winner of that receives a salt and smoke gift certificate, the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We'll take a break, come back with more. The Ryan Kelly Morning After, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, on the road.